The Sunk Cost Fallacy of Religion by Steve Martin. The sunk cost fallacy is a concept from psychology and economics that describes our tendency to continue investing in something simply because we have already invested so much. A sunk cost is something that cannot be recovered: years, money, effort, reputation, relationships. Rationally speaking, those past investments should not determine future decisions. The question should always be, given what I know now, what is the best path forward? But humans rarely work that way. Instead, we think, I've already spent too much to turn back now. People stay in careers that they no longer enjoy because they spent years earning degrees. They remain in unhealthy relationships because they invested decades. They keep funding failing projects because they already put so much into them. The greater the investment, the harder it becomes to reconsider. Religion may be one of the most powerful places where this happens. Someone begins to see tensions that they never noticed before. Questions appear. Certain doctrines no longer seem to fit. Promises that once sounded beautiful begin to feel incomplete. Ideas once accepted with certainty begin to invite examination. But another voice speaks. What would this mean about all of those years? What would this mean about all of those sermons? What would this mean about all of those books, classes, studies, prayers, conversations? And for some people, the cost feels even greater. Imagine someone whose entire career has been in religion, a pastor, a missionary, a Bible teacher, a denominational leader, someone who built not only beliefs, but identity, community, income, reputation, and purpose around a theological system. To reconsider is not merely intellectual. It can feel like risking friendships, employment, respect, and sometimes family. The thought quietly arises, if I admit that I see things differently now, was my whole life wasted? That question keeps many people where they are, not because they remain persuaded, but because the cost of change feels unbearable. Yet perhaps there is another way to look at the journey. What if changing your mind does not invalidate your past? What if every stage served a purpose? What if Father never intended your life to be a straight line from ignorance to realization? If God truly works all according to the counsel of His will, then your former beliefs were not interruptions to His plan. They were part of it. The books you read, the convictions you defended, the seasons of certainty, the seasons of disappointment, the questions, the unraveling, the rebuilding, none of it occurred outside of His authorship. You were not lost. You were being led. You were not failing. You were learning. You were not outside of His hand. You were inside of His story. Maybe you wish you had known certain things earlier. Maybe you wish you had been spared years of striving, fear, confusion, or defending ideas you no longer hold. But if your story was written before you were born, then even those chapters belonged. You could not have lived a different story. Those experiences formed the contrast that made later realization possible. Life was never a test you could fail. It was preparation. And Father wastes nothing, not your victories, not your detours, not even your misunderstandings. Your path brought you exactly to where it was written to bring you. So, you do not have to resent your former self. You can thank Him. He walked faithfully, according to the light He had, and Father was keeping Him all along.